This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
We now once again allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to the attribute. And before we begin, we would once again remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. But once again, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. So now, what you hold in your conscious mind, once again, influences the reality that you experience in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, because you, once again, as a human consciousness, chose to alter the energy, if you wish, that you utilize to influence and to create this reality, to allow it to be influenced more from a conscious state, as opposed to that so-called subconscious state, where you put in place beliefs and belief systems that were quite difficult for you to change in your so-called past, but have been influenced more by your so-called conscious thoughts in your what you refer to as a new age and new energy that you are existing in this vibrational level. And so it becomes important to understand that what you hold in your conscious state is influencing your reality. Now, it's also important to understand that what you hold in your conscious state is your choice. It's based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your beliefs and belief systems, based upon what it is that you desire to experience. Your thoughts and feelings influence that reality. You see, once again, whether you in your awakened consciousness state view the reality that you are experiencing as being negative or positive, or even the thoughts that you hold in your conscious thought processes being positive or negative, are once again judgments, if you wish, that you choose to place upon the reality, that you choose to place upon the thoughts and feelings, or upon what it is that you are experiencing. That choice, that the thoughts and feelings, what you choose to hold within your conscious state, is completely irrelevant in terms of how your so-called higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are, responds to those beliefs and belief systems, or what it is that you hold in your awakened consciousness state. It's not right or wrong unless you in your awakened consciousness state view it as right or wrong. But once again, that type of judgment does not exist at the level from which you create the reality. And it's important to grasp that understanding, because you see, when you experience a reality in your awakened consciousness state that you view as being a negative experience, the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process nonetheless. Does not judge whether it's right or wrong. That's an awake human consciousness experience and concept and judgment on a particular reality. From the level at which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. It's not necessary that you believe that you're in control. Absolutely not. you can believe that there are other entities that are controlling your reality. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. You can believe that it's completely beyond your capacity to influence or to control your reality. That's not right or wrong. Once again, that's your choice. And it allows you to experience the emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of belief and belief system. It's not right or wrong. You will experience realities then that validate the belief and belief system that you're not in control. And they may or may not be what you in your awakened conscious state would view as being positive realities or negative realities. You simply in your awakened conscious instead would view that as being completely beyond your control, something outside of your beliefs or belief systems. But the spark of consciousness from which you create that reality rejoices in the creation of the experience and the validation of the belief system that you hold that you're not in control. And when you entered into this vibrational level, you put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that you are in control. And so it's once again, it's a validation of your creation process. It's a validation of your desire to exist in this vibrational level. It's not right or wrong. If you choose to believe you're not in control, that's your choice. We're simply suggesting that it doesn't matter what you believe in terms of the creation process. Because you see, whatever it is that you choose to believe, that spark of consciousness that you are validates the belief or belief system. If you believe that you're going to experience horrendous experiences because you're not in control and you don't believe that you're worthy, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice, and it's a validation of your choice. And once again, that spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in that creation process. We're not suggesting for any instant that you should or should not hold certain belief systems, but rather to understand that the belief and belief system that you hold is what's responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. And if you don't like the reality that you're experiencing, pay attention to the responses that you have to that reality. Pay attention to the intuitive suggestions to get a glimpse of the belief that you hold so that you can alter the belief, alter the thoughts and feelings, alter the choices and decisions, and consequently alter the reality. To create a reality that you in your awakened consciousness instead would view as being a more positive or desirable reality. You can have that. You not only can have that, you do it on a continual basis. That's the irony. Whether you choose to believe you're in control or not is irrelevant in terms of this reality that you're experiencing. You create the reality. The only relevance that it has is that if you believe you're not in control, you will still validate that belief or belief system, absolutely. But it will be a validation that gives you circumstances that appear to be absolutely beyond your control. And it validates the belief system. And you can suggest to yourself, there, I just proved that I'm not in control. It's not right or wrong, that's your choice. Once again, we're not suggesting that you should or should not believe any type of reality, but rather to understand that the reality that you are experiencing is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's influenced by your thoughts and feelings and by your choices and decisions, by your attitudes. What do you believe? It's how you not only influence your reality, it's how you create your reality. You cannot escape that. You can choose to believe that you've escaped it, and you can choose to have all types of experience to validate, but it's simply a validation of the same belief. It's a validation of the understanding that you create your reality. It's a validation that the beliefs that you hold are responsible for the reality that you experience. Without exception, you create the reality. The spark of consciousness does not judge. There is no entity, there are no entities existing that are influencing your reality. Now, you can allow that if that's what you desire to experience, but you allow it. You create it. You create the reality. If you believe, for example, that there is some entity existing outside of your vibrational level that controls all of the experiences that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. That's your choice to hold that belief or belief system. Absolutely. It's simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's not right or wrong, other than what you and your awakened consciousness state would view as being right or wrong. But from the level, once again, at which you create your reality, there is no such judgment. If you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. You can have all types of experiences that validate that belief and belief system. You will create the reality to validate the belief that you're not in control. Absolutely. And conversely, you can believe that you're in control, and you will create the reality to validate the belief that you are in control. What do you desire? What do you desire? What do you imagine? What do you imagine that it's possible? And what do you expect? You see, you can have all the desire that you wish. You can desire to experience certain realities. You can even use your imagination as to what those realities would be experienced like. And that's a very valid technique, if you wish, to create your reality. But you must have the expectation that it's possible to experience that which you desire and that which you imagine. Because without the expectation, then you will not have the experience. And the expectation comes from holding the belief that it's possible. The expectation is a validation, or the result of the validation of a belief or belief system. What do you believe? And so it continuously comes back. What do you believe? Even with the desire and imagination, without the belief that brings with it the expectation, it becomes very difficult for you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that you recognize, that you can accept. Ironically, you do it anyway. That's the irony. You create your reality, absolutely. And you can learn to influence that reality consciously. Not only can you learn to influence it consciously, you can learn to understand that you do influence it consciously and consequently hold the thoughts and feelings, make the choices and decisions, hold the attitudes and beliefs to create the reality that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state, that you imagine what it would be like to experience that you expect to experience. What do you believe? Such a simple and yet such a difficult question for you to respond to. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Does anyone have a question for Josiah?
I have a question. I'm concerned about creating a reality I desire and it being the right one for me. But if I believe that no matter what I choose to create, it would be the right one for me, that would be so, right?
The reality you experience is a validation of your belief and belief systems. Whether in your awakened consciousness state that you view that it's the right one for you, that is your judgment. But once again, from the level at which you create the reality, it's simply a validation of a belief or a belief system without any judgment as to whether it's desirable or less than desirable. That spark of consciousness that you are does not wake up in the morning and say, well, we're going to create this reality for this individual because that will be the right reality for them to experience on this particular day. Absolutely not. That spark of consciousness validates your beliefs and belief systems, gives to you that which you desire. So it's in your awakened consciousness state to desire whether to understand whether or not that's a reality that you desire to experience. It's not that the spark of consciousness creates that because it believes that that is what would be a desirable reality, but rather simply validates your beliefs and belief systems without judging whether it's right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable. That's a human consciousness belief and belief system, to believe that, well, I'm creating this, so it must be the reality that I desire. Not necessarily. It's a reality that's a validation of your belief systems. And the spark of consciousness makes no judgment as to whether or not it's something that you should or should not desire to experience, but rather validates the belief system without judging whether it's something you should or should not desire to experience. And so it's in your awakened consciousness state. You put the judgment on as to whether or not it's a reality that you desire. Now, it's very difficult for someone who's experiencing what you might refer to as a terminal illness to suggest in their awakened consciousness state that that's what they desire. But nonetheless, at some level, they have held a belief system, made the choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings that have resulted. And many times those belief systems put in place at a level of consciousness is very difficult for you to access from your awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, completely within your creation process. And so that spark of consciousness that you are does not desire whether that's the something you should or should not experience, but rather simply validates the belief systems, the choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings that you've put in place. So it's in your awakened consciousness state that you make the judgment as to whether or not that's a reality that you desire to experience. And if you don't desire to experience it, then change. Change the reality. Change the belief system. Change the attitude. Change the thoughts and feelings and the choices and decisions. And it can be very difficult, absolutely, particularly when those belief systems, once again, are put in place at a level of consciousness that's difficult for you to access. Your so-called between incarnational state, for example, when you put in place various aspects that are held within your DNA, and so you hold within your DNA the possibility to experience what you might refer to as these so-called genetic types of diseases, and then based upon how you exist, the choices and decisions that you make in a particular incarnational period, your thoughts and feelings alter the energy that surrounds the DNA and take that so-called belief system that's stored in your DNA and take it from being a possibility into a probability, and you experience it. And consequently and conversely, when you hold thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions, alter belief systems, begin to understand that your thoughts and feelings and how you hold beliefs that it's possible for you to control, that you actually have the capacity to alter that energy that surrounds the DNA and take that particular belief system that's stored within your DNA and take it from a probability and convert it back into a possibility. So it exists, but you don't experience it. And so you have these so-called genetic diseases, if you wish, these genetic illnesses that for some individuals are put into existence, put into an experience based upon their thoughts and feelings, based upon their choices and decisions, based upon their attitudes. And there are other individuals who hold the same particular belief system stored within their DNA, the same particular so-called genetic diseases that never experience it because they hold a different type of belief system, because they hold in their awakened consciousness state a different attitude. They make different choices and decisions. They hold different feelings. What do you believe? So we would suggest that what you experience in your awakened consciousness state, whether you experience that as being a desirable or less than desirable, is an awakened consciousness state judgment. But the spark of consciousness that you are does not make such a judgment and does not simply suggest that, well, today we're going to allow you to experience this because that's what you need to experience, but rather it validates the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. It validates your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, which all combine to influence your attitude and consequently influence your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? So we would suggest that what you experience is not something that is necessarily for you to experience other than it validates your beliefs and belief systems. You can go either way. What do you believe? If you wish to experience in a reality, if you're enjoying, if you wish to place that judgment on the reality that you're experiencing in your day-to-day activities, then you enhance the belief system. You enhance the thoughts and feelings and the choices and decisions. However, if it's a reality that you are experiencing that you find is not very desirable, that is causing you difficulties in your so-called awakened consciousness state, then as well, you have the capacity to alter the belief system. You have the capacity to alter the thoughts and feelings, the choices and decisions, and consequently to alter the reality. That's your choice. It's not that you are experiencing what's been decided for you, but rather a validation of your beliefs and belief systems based on your decisions, based on your choices, based upon your thoughts and feelings.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Josiah?
Well, now, this is very interesting. Let individuals in your reality would choose to allow their reality to be influenced by belief systems that seemingly put the reality experience out of their control. From our reality, where we understand absolutely that we create the reality, we understand the methods and the process, and consequently, because of that understanding, without any doubt, I mean, without any types of we search for the true knowledge without needing any validation that we are in absolute control, without any of that doubt in place, then it becomes very difficult as well to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that you experience in this vibrational level. You see, when you experience this reality, whether you in your awakened consciousness state view it as a joyous reality or a negative reality is immaterial. That's your awakened consciousness state. But when you experience that reality and you believe that you're not in control, when you believe that it's either being influenced by some other entity outside of your capacity to influence or control, or when you believe that it is simply what you like to refer to as a fateful activity or occurrence, then the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that reality are much more than what they are in our reality, where we understand that we create the reality. And we've used the analogy many times. That's when you go into a theater and you see a particular projection upon a screen. You understand absolutely that that's simply a trick of lights that you're experiencing. And you're experiencing someone else's projection of a particular emotion or feeling. And so while you can experience that to a certain extent, you understand that it's not real. And the more intense it is, the more intense the feeling that you experience in that illusionary reality in that theater is usually based upon your own personal experiences outside that reality and outside of that theater where you believe it's real. When you leave the theater, suddenly it's real. The realities that you experience there are real. While you sit in that theater, while you may experience emotions based upon what is projected upon that screen, you understand that that's an illusion. You understand that that's a projection of someone else's illusion onto the screen. And yet it can, once again, can invoke feelings, emotions. And those feelings and emotions, intensity, is directly influenced by the feelings and emotions of experiences that you have had outside of that theater where you believe it's real. And yet we're suggesting that what you experience outside that theater is no more real than what it is that you experience within that theater. And as the person who's putting his projection upon the screen has the capacity to alter what it is that you're viewing upon that screen, so it is that you have the capacity to alter what it is that you experience when you leave that theater. Not only have the capacity, but do so on a regular basis without being aware of what it is that you're doing. What do you believe? Now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us the opportunity to interact and to share. And we would suggest to you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. You have but to express the intent. And so, until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.